This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'Zeicha Nishmas Avi Murray, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe David Ben Rav Baruch, and L'Zeicha Nishmas Rabbi Shua Aryeh Ben Rabbi Yisachar Beresh, and also as a Refuah Shleima to Imi Marasi Malka Bas Zisel. In Parsha Shmini, we learned how the two sons of Aharon, Nadav Avihu, died Bakrivam Eish Zara Lefnei Hashem, when they brought an alien fire before Hashem. The Torah relates Aaron's reaction to his children's death and says, Vayidam Aharon, Aaron was silent. The Medrash Pliya understands that since the Torah relates that Aaron was silent, we can assume that he actually did have something to say in response to his children's death, but he refrained and remained silent. What could have Aaron said? Says the Medrash Pliya, he could have said the pasuk in this week's parsha, Uvayoyim Hashmini Yimal B'sar Alasai, the pasuk that tells us that Bris Mila is done on the eighth day. And the obvious question on this Medrash is, why would the pasuk Uvayoyim Hashmini Yimal B'sar Alasai be a response to Aaron's children's death? Mefarshim answer that the Gemara Nida Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis questions why Bris Mila is on day 8 and not on day 7. And the Gemara explains, because when a woman gives birth to a male child, she is usher to her husband for 7 days. Therefore, if Bris Mila would be performed on day 7, all the attendees to the Bris Mila would be rejoicing, while the father and mother of this child would still be sad because they are still usher to each other. Therefore, Mila is postponed till the 8th day, so that the father and mother, who then would be mutter to each other, can rejoice too in the simcha of their son. Based on this, we can now explain what Aaron's response to his son's death with the pasuk of Uvayim Hashmini Yimal B'sar Orlasai would be. He could have said, just like Hashem waits by Bris Mila till day 8, so that the parents can enjoy the simcha too, why didn't Hashem postpone the death of Nadav Avihu for 1 day, in order that Aaron could enjoy the simcha of his inauguration? The day Nadav Avihu died was Yom Shmini L'Miluim, the day of Aaron's inauguration as Kohen Gadol. Just as Hashem postponed the Bris Mila so that the parents can also be besimcha, so too we should have postponed the death of Aaron's children in order not to ruin the simcha of the inauguration of Aaron HaKohen. That's what the Medrash means, that Aaron could have responded with the pasuk Uvayim Hashmini Yimal B'sar Orlasai. I once heard another teretz from Rabbi Shlomo Sinneman to answer this Medrash Pliya based on a Chassam Sefer. The Chassam Sefer asks, why does the pasuk say Uvayim Hashmini Yimal B'sar Orlasai? On the 8th day, he should be Mal Orla. The pasuk should have said Uvayim Hashmini Timal B'sar Orlasai. You, the father, should be Mal. Why is the Torah speaking in third person Yimal, he should be Mal, and not directly to the father Uvayim Hashmini Timal, you should be Mal? The Chassam Sefer answers that the Gemara in Shabbos tells us that if someone has a Baharis on his Orla, he has Tzaras on his Orla, he is still mechuyev to do Bris Mila, even though by cutting off the Orla, he is over the lav of Ishomer b'neged Tzaras, which is the Isser of cutting away a Tzaras. Still he is mechuyev to do the Bris Mila, even though he is cutting away the Tzaras. And this is learned from the extra word in the pasuk, Bisar Orlasai. It could have said, Uvayim Hashmini Yimal Orlasai. Since it says, Uvayim Hashmini Yimal Bisar Orlasai, from the extra word we are marbe, that one does Bris Mila, even if the basar of the Orla has a tzaras. The Gemara continues that still it is better if the male or someone else does the Bris Mila and not the father, because the father is bothered by the fact that his son has tzaras and will therefore have kavana while doing the Bris Mila to also cut away the baharis. So he will be mechavin to that iser. However, someone else who is not as concerned about there being tzaras there will not have kavana on the tzaras and only on the mila, and therefore will be a ena mischavin regarding to the iser of cutting away the tzaras. And therefore, it is preferable that someone else does the Bris Mila and not the father. Says the Chassam Sofer, that's why it says, Uvayoyim Hashmini Yimoel, he should be mal, and not Timoel, you the father should be mal. Alluding to the fact that Yimoel, he should be mal, someone else should be mal, and not the father. Based on this Chassam Sofer, Rabbi Sinman wants to answer the Medrash Pliya. When Nadav Avihu brought a Keteres Zara, they had good intentions. They wanted to honor Hashem on this great day, this day of inauguration, with the Keteres. However, since they were Horu Halacha b'fnei Moshe Rabban, they were Mechuyev Misa. But their intentions, their Machshava, was good. We see from the Pasuk of Yom Hashmini Yimal B'sar Olasai that everything is dependent on Machshava. The Moel should do the Bris Mila when there's a Baharis, and not the father, because the father's machshava will be to cut away the baharis. And the Moel won't have that thought. So we see that Machshava makes a difference. So just like by the Pasuk of Uvayom Hashmini Yuma Basar Losei, we see that Machshava plays a role. So too, Nadav Avihu should not have died, because their Machshavas were pure, and we should go after their Machshavas. And that is Pshat in the Medrash Pliya, that Aaron could have responded with the Pasuk of Uvayom Hashmini Yuma Basar Losei, and we should look at the Machshava of Nadav Avihu. But instead, he chose to remain quiet, Vayidoy Maharan.